This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana business owner and supporter of former President Donald Trump will serve 2 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol that interrupted certification of the 2020 Electoral College vote, killed Capitol police officers, and destroyed parts of the U.S. Capitol building. Hank Muntzer, 55, of Dillon, Montana, was also sentenced last Thursday to a year of probation and ordered to pay $2,000 and restitution. Muntzer was arrested 2 weeks after the siege based on social media posts and videos taken inside the Capitol, according to court records. He was found guilty in February of obstructing an official proceeding and civil disorder, both felony charges. Muntzer was also found guilty of 4 misdemeanor charges, but the charge of obstructing an official proceeding was dismissed before sentencing because a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June made it more difficult to prosecute that charge. Prosecutors presented evidence that Muntzer and a group of friends traveled to Washington, D.C. for Trump's Stop the Steal rally. After Trump's speech at the Ellipse, Muntzer joined the crowd walking to the Capitol, illegally entered the Capitol building, and spent about 38 minutes inside. Muntzer was involved in physical confrontations with law enforcement officers near the Senate chamber and in the Capitol rotunda, resisted law enforcement efforts to get him to leave, and was among the last to do so, prosecutors said. In Dillon, Muntzer is known for a pro-QAnon mural on the building that houses his appliance store, according to the Dillon Tribune. Many QAnon followers believe in baseless conspiracy theories promoted by Trump. More than 1,500 people have been charged with Capitol riot-related federal crimes. More than 1,000 rioters have been convicted and sentenced. About 650 of them received prison time, ranging from a few days to 22 years. A Canadian man has been sentenced to 18 months in prison and fined $10,000 for using fake names to illegally buy guns in Montana. Hoptai John Kozak, 27, of Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, pleaded guilty to 4 counts of false statements during firearms transactions in Butte, Helena, Kalispell, and Missoula, Montana. Kozak bought the guns to take back to Canada to sell. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy also imposed 3 years of supervised release and ordered the forfeiture of 12 guns. An investigation by the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives found that Kozak, also known as Tyler Cossack, purchased 12 pistols, mostly 9mm pistols, in 4 separate purchases in 2023. Kozak used the name Tyler John Cossack to buy the firearms and used a falsified Montana's driver's license with a false date of birth, a false Missoula address, and a false driver's license number. Kozak was arrested in March and had firearms that he had recently purchased in his pickup truck. Text messages and other evidence indicated that Kozak was purchasing the firearms in the U.S. and then transporting them back to Canada to sell. The Beartooth Highway, U.S. Highway 212 between Red Lodge, Montana, and Yellowstone National Park's northeast entrance near Cook City and Silvergate, Montana, is closed for the season as of October 15th. Automobile travel east of Cook City, Montana, to the Chief Joseph Scenic Byway is possible until early November, weather-dependent. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.